AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. Last night in Las Vegas.
I can't think of a ways that would make it easier for Donald Trump to get reelected than listening to this conversation. It's ridiculous.
Michael Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders were the main targets at the Democratic presidential debate. Elizabeth Warren brought up Bloomberg and women.
A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians.
Bloomberg went after Bernie Sanders for his embrace of democratic socialism.
We're not going to throw out capitalism. We tried that. Other countries tried that. It was called communism, and it just didn't work.
There was tension between Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar over immigration.
You're literally in part of the committee that's overseeing these things, and we're not able to speak to literally the first thing about the politics of the country to ourselves.
Are you trying to say that I'm dumb, or are you mocking me here, Pete?
Klobuchar pointed out this to the former mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
You have not been in the arena doing that work. You've memorized a bunch of talking points and a bunch of things, but I can tell you one thing. What the people of this country want, they want a leader that has the heart for the immigrants of this country, and that is me.
While the candidates were debating in Las Vegas, President Trump was at a rally in Phoenix.
Now they have a new member of the crew, Mini Mike. No boxes. We call them no boxes. And I hear he's getting pounded tonight. You know he's in a debate.
Sentencing is set for later today in Washington for an ally of President Trump, Roger Stone. The recommended sentence for Stone was altered by Attorney General William Barr. The prosecutors who are working on the Roger Stone case have quit. Officials in Germany say a man shot and killed 9 people at several locations in a Frankfurt suburb in attacks that appeared to have been motivated by far-right beliefs. The suspect in Germany was later found dead at his home. This is AP News. Coronavirus cases have declined again in China.
The new figure is a notable drop from the 1,749 cases recorded the previous day. China's National Health Commission says just under 280 cases were deducted from the daily report after nucleic acid tests showed negative results. It's now discounting cases that come back negative after lab tests. The reduction in new cases in China can also be accounted for by health workers ceasing to diagnose patients on the spot and further refinements in the way symptoms are classified. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two elderly passengers taken off the quarantine cruise ship Diamond Princess in Japan because they were infected with coronavirus have died. South Korea reported its first death from coronavirus after the mayor of a southeastern city urged his 2.5 million people not to go outside. 9 people in all have died from coronavirus outside mainland China. Ed Donahue, AP News.